In this journey, some of these cities, we saw mayors and city councils put this on their agenda and pass these ordinances. We saw judges and county commissioners do the same. And then others, we had to go to the ballot.
You're listening to Chapter and Verse, the teaching ministry of Muleshoe Fellowship with Steve Friscup. This message was recorded on November 26, 2025, and is titled, What If? So grab your Bible and let's join Steve and the message.
In Texas, Lubbock, Abilene, San Angelo, Athens, Plainview, all passed on the ballot. Amarillo was the one city, the only city that failed. Guys, we cannot be apathetic about what's happening around us. In Amarillo, there's a woman by the name of Rachel O'Leary Carmona, who is executive director for National Women's March. They're the ones that when the Dobbs opinion was leaked, she called for a summer of rage, and then we saw pregnancy centers vandalized by terrorist groups. She moved from Brooklyn, New York, to Amarillo, Texas, and she is one of George Soros's top generals. She also is involved in planning No Kings rallies across the nation. Every Women's March event, whether it's DC, New York, San Francisco, Austin, they're all planned now from Amarillo. They have determined that they're going to do everything they can to protect Interstate 40, as it is the largest abortion trafficking network in the nation. But something's happened here recently where the hearts of God's people are stirring, and we are seeing more cities and more counties want to stand up and do something than we've ever seen before. This month, upcoming month alone, Howard County and Wolfert just passed ordinances prohibiting abortion trafficking. Recognizing abortion trafficking just as evil as sex trafficking or drug trafficking. Here in December, we've never had this many cities and counties on the agenda. Judges who are saying, we want to do God's will. We want to hate evil, love good, and establish justice within our jurisdiction. We want to rescue those who are being led away to death, to stop those stumbling towards the slaughter. We can't ignore what we know is happening. Here in December, Brownfield, Terry County, Crosby County, Lorenzo, Motley County, Matador, Roaring Springs, Tyra, Texas, over in East Texas, many others are looking at, Hockley County's talking about it, putting these measures on their agenda to move forward. And the most important places to stop abortion trafficking, it's here on the New Mexico-Texas border. When Cochran County passed their ordinance in September of 2023, a news station in Albuquerque, New Mexico, asked their legal expert what they in New Mexico could do about this. And their legal expert in Albuquerque said, there's nothing any of these abortion facilities can do in New Mexico but comply. What Texas does on Texas side, we can't stop. And I said, praise God. Cochran County led to Lubbock County passing a measure, and when Lubbock County was considering that, the abortion industry in Albuquerque, they said that they recognized Mitchell County on Interstate 20 has already been blocked off. Lubbock County's done this. Amarillo's talking about doing it. They reported that all their appointments between Dallas and Albuquerque that week were canceled. And I said, praise God. We know God is doing something. We know there's still a battle to be fought. abortion trafficking. Some people ask what that is. It's taking pregnant mothers across state lines for an abortion. It's also the drugs coming in from other states. It's the drugs they're being given in New Mexico to pregnant mothers, and they're being told, if you have any problems when you go back to Texas, go to the hospital and tell them you're having a miscarriage, but whatever you do, don't tell them you were here at this abortion facility. Don't tell them you were given these drugs. And these drugs, 11% of women who take them end up in the emergency room. And then there's the problem of the dead babies from Planned Parenthood, Wichita, Kansas, in Pueblo, Colorado, and Albuquerque, New Mexico, and even San Jose, California. A lot of these dead babies are being brought back into Texas and disposed of in our landfills, being treated as trash. And, you know, I've been here a number of times, I haven't said anything, but I just felt led to, I've seen God do some incredible things today and this week and last week, and just him providing in ways that just been very overwhelming. But guys, we're at a point where if all the places go forward that are on the agenda right now, in like two more counties, we're going to be blocking off the most trafficked route in Texas between Dallas-Fort Worth and Albuquerque. And so we need Cottle County and Hardeman County, or Cottle County and Childress County. So if you guys would just pray for that, please. Because the amount of people coming from East Texas going up through Amarillo, we can't get Amarillo right now. Over $300,000 was spent before we went to the election. An assistant DA in Randall County was working for Planned Parenthood. Minors are being targeted, being taken to Albuquerque and Illinois without parental consent. We have to stop this tragedy. And so Bailey County has been on my heart. Muleshoe has been heavy on my heart. I love Leal's. Their salsa is the best salsa in the state, in the nation. But it's not Leal's salsa that is driving me to this church and to that restaurant. It's something far greater. We were so close to getting Palmer County not too long ago, back in 23. It was going to go on the agenda. But an influence in Amarillo was involved in thwarting that. Guys, we need Bailey County, we need Palmer County, we need Yoakum, we need Gaines to shut off these routes to New Mexico and bring an end to the abortion industry there. Senator David Gallegos out of Eunice, Eddie in Lee counties, godly man, he is fighting, he needs our prayers. He's written a letter to county judges and commissioners and city councils. And he said, give this letter to as many people that you can. We need Texas help. And so if y'all would be praying, if anyone wants to talk to me afterwards, I'm going to be around this area for a while. And until we get all these closed, we just got to keep on fighting. There's a lot of work to be done. So
yes, thank sir. You so much. Thank you. Mark Lee Dixon's been doing this now for a long time. You know, one of the things that, I'll just tell you, one of the things that always made me curious about him, but now I admire about him. First time I met him, he had his hat on backwards. He never changed it.
I got to say the story.
Well, tell it real quick.
I will.
Okay.
So, when I had never been to a council meeting before, I didn't own a suit or anything, and here Wascom was going to go on the agenda. I was praying to God about that vote, and I said, God, what do you want me to wear? And it was one of the most clear times I've heard from God in my life, and I've heard from God many times, of course, but it was just so clear, and it was Vans, blue jeans, a button-up shirt, a blazer, and a backwards black cap. And so,
really? Well, so, that clears it up. I wish I'd have brought it up earlier.
And then, and I would go before...
Poor stuffy old white Republican, I'm just wondering why your hat's on backwards.
And I would go before city councils, and sometimes those council members would be so fixated on that cap. And they said, Mr. Dixon, will you remove your cap? I said, I wear it for religious reasons. And they were so confused. But that was a testimony because I said,
well, boys don't get no ideas.
I said, if the Lord tells you to do something, don't you obey the Lord? If the Lord tells you to run for office, if the Lord tells you to, do whatever, aren't you going to listen to him? And if God puts before you an ordinance as an elected official, and you said in campaigning that you felt like the Lord was leading you to run for office to represent him, then aren't you going to stand for life?
You have to. Thank you, Mark.
Thank you.
And just so you know, we serve a lot of people around here through the screen and in person that live in the state of New Mexico. I mean, New Mexico is a hot spot for the abortion business. And it's all because of one person, Michelle Lujan Grisham, who could have very well have been unseated in the last election if it wasn't for the religious right and the likes of Karen Bodoni. And so those are some things that you don't know about. But when you had an opportunity, and we didn't get over and rally, and I went over and fought quite a bit for it because we were closer than we'd ever been, you know. But we just couldn't bear to move the needle at all, so we chose not to. And she's horrendous. I mean, she is absolutely horrendous. And so anything, I mean, you could elect a blind jackass to that office and it'd be better than what you got. And so, but we didn't, because we were too self-righteous to get in the right spot. We were too self-righteous to get in the right spot. And we had our chance where you could actually have stopped it over there. Rather than playing chess, you could have just ended the game. But we didn't. We were so busy going to church and our high-headed attitudes that we just couldn't see it for what it was. But that's enough about that. Hey, let's pray and get out of here. There's food to eat, man. We got to go. Lord Jesus, I just want to thank you tonight. We do. We pray for sanctity of life. Lord, that's your agenda. You came to give life. From day one, you created life. So, Lord, we should protect it. This country is put here to protect the God-given right of life. And so, Lord, help us be reminded of that. Help us be reminded of so many things you've called us to. Be reminded of the assistance you've brought. Be reminded that you're ever present. And let us be thankful. Thankful that you're a God who's with us. You're for us. You've blessed us according to your promise. Promise of family, generations, and a place to dwell. We thank you and praise you, Lord. In your mighty name, Jesus. Amen. Have you ever noticed right quick that the ones that want to control your promise of land are also the ones who want to destroy the promise of family? Sanctity of life, sanctity of marriage. It's an agenda to steal your promise. So just remember that. But God promised. God promised, okay? All right, love y'all. Y'all have a great day tomorrow.
Well, that concludes this segment in our message. Come join us 7:30 Wednesday nights at 710 East American Boulevard in Muleshoe, Texas. Or on the web, www.muleshoefellowship.org. We're on YouTube as Muleshoe Fellowship. And for Steve and everyone at Muleshoe Fellowship, God bless.